What did you do during the war? You didn't do nothing except be a fucking queer. That's all queers do every day. I hate queers. Queers are not human.
Here goes again. Cut it out, Ray. Go to sleep.
What? Tell me what you did.
Will you just shut your dirty little mouth?
Tell me what you did during the war, you war, you fucking queer.
What did you do during any war? You didn't do anything.
You son of a bitch, I was wounded 3 times.
Oh, bullshit.
Goddamn right.
Bullshit, yeah, you were maybe wounded when you fell over your bayonet when you were drunk.
You
nothing else, you weren't in any war.
You're not even a piece of shit, Peter. I think you're a fucking goddamn queer
motherfucker.
I despise queers. He's a queer motherfucker. Go ahead and talk to him if you want to, but he ain't. There ain't nothing human about it. Queers are not human. And that fucking cocksucker is a queer. He's not human. He's a queer.
Fine, you can move out next month, like you said.
No, fuck you, you queer cocksucker. Move out, you motherfucker. I wish you'd go. You goddamn queer cocksucker, I hate queers.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you.
Hey, freaks. Timothy James Hudson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday show. Got a good one for you. We start with a couple Craigslist ads. Do people really find each other on misconnections? I have a hard time believing. There are so many people in the world. Like, check out this misconnection. I would not want this to be the story of how we met. I don't want my grandkids hearing this story. Okay, so here it is. Asparagus farts on the L. Man for woman. We both made a face and I looked around to find out what just died. We enjoyed the nastiness of the stench. We had a nice little chat with our black leather jackets. Yours was cooler than mine with the side zipper. Yeah, it was too bad for me that I had to transfer to the G. Want to grab a drink and discuss what other kinds of scents it could have been? What? Or just find another topic. That's probably the best bet. You don't want your whole relationship to be about, asparagus farts. And then there's just the, you know, normal Craigslist fare. I want my holes polished. Ew, 58. Hi, boys. I'm looking to have my two holes polished with your big fat cocks and squirted with your hot loads of cum lube. I'll dress sexy for you so your cock gets nice and hard. Fuck my man pussy and finish me in my mouth. I want lots of cocks in me so I stay wet with cum all the time. There's lots more, so let's talk. All right, let's set something up. And finally, this one's very sad. If you are a cross-dresser, I can't imagine a greater indignity than being a non-passable cross-dresser. You know what I mean? Like, you really want to be a woman. You want to dress like a lady. But, you know, you're just too hairy or burly. Non-passable cross-dresser for top men. Slutty, dirty, bottom bitch for anyone who wants me. I want to be treated like a $2 whore, and I will never say no to what you want. Pimped. This guy's willing to be pimped. Pimped, watch smacked, anything. I was born to serve cock. Don't care if it's smelly, fat, black, or white. Just be real. No games, please. So there's just a couple of Craigslist ads I ran across. I can't remember which listener sent this to me, but there's an amazing book being sold on Amazon right now. It's called Ass Goblins of Auschwitz. It's a real title. You can purchase it for $8. And, you know, free shipping with Prime. It's a great value. In a land where black snow falls in the shape of swastikas, there exists a nightmarish prison camp known as Auschwitz. It is run by a fascist, flatulent race of aliens called the Ass Goblins, who you gotta see the cover of this. Maybe I'll make it today's album artwork. Who travel in apple-shaped spaceships to abduct children from the neighboring world of Kidland. Prisoners 999 and 1001 are conjoined twin brothers forced to endure the sadistic tortures of these ash-shaped monsters. To survive, they must eat kid skin and work all day constructing bicycles and sex dolls out of dead children. While the ass goblins become drunk on cider made from fermented children, the twins plot their escape. But it won't be easy. They must overcome toilet toads, cock rats, ass dolls, and the surgical experiments that are slowly mutating them into goblin-child hybrids. Forget everything you know about Auschwitz. You're about to be shit-slaughtered. That's why I recommend Ass Goblins from Auschwitz. Check it out. Hey, I posted some of these, a few of them, actually like three tweets on Distorted View's Facebook page. If you're not yet a member or liking it, what's wrong with you? Go to distortedview.com. There's a little box you can click on. I think it's facebook.com/distortedviewshow. At any rate, apparently girls love Chris Brown. You remember Chris Brown? You've seen his handiwork on Rihanna's face. He's quite an artist. He works primarily with blacks and blues. You guys are hip. You know this, right? You're with it. Rihanna and Chris Brown were dating. He beat the shit out of her. And for a long time, Chris Brown was hated among everyone. Radio stations wouldn't play his shit. Anytime he would tweet, people would respond, you know, you fucking woman beater and shit like that. And I guess over the past weekend or whatever, he won a Grammy. And so he's pretty much back. What I find interesting is girls, like teenagers, slutty teenagers, skanky teenagers, not only don't care that Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna, but they wouldn't mind if they were the recipient. As long as they got that Chris Brown dick, they'd be happy. Here are some tweets. Brittany Page writes, "Call me crazy, but I would let Chris Brown beat me up any day." Annie Gregg writes in, "Everyone shut up about Chris Brown being a woman beater. Shit, he can beat me up all night if he wants." Shambox writes, "I'm not gonna lie, I think I'd let Chris Brown beat me." Whitney's a little more specific. "I'd let Chris Brown punch me in the face." "I wish Chris Brown would punch me." Jesse Curry writes, "Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'd let Chris Brown beat the F out of me. Chris Brown could serenade me and then punch me in the eye. I'm down for it." "Dude, Chris Brown could punch me in the face as much as he wants, just as long as he kisses it." "Look what you've made me snort, you silly girls. You all deserve to be beaten." All right, moving on. I've got a clip here. This is from some reality show. I guess these two kids, a girl and a guy, were busted for drugs, and she took the fall for it, and now they're...
Are you mad at me?
Now they're getting in their car going home.
"Because it's no f***ing fair that I get put on probation."
"Is that my fault?"
"Yes, it is. Okay. Thanks a lot."
"I didn't do it."
"Oh, no.
I don't know why you're even putting me through this, doing this to me."
"Because I had to sit here and quit smoking pot for like a whole year."
First world problem, right?
"Because I had to sit here and quit smoking pot for like a whole year and not get in trouble or anything or be around alcohol or nothing.
It's
and you can go home and smoke
relax.
A joint right now.
I'll quit with you. I swear to God I will quit. I swear to God, if you can't smoke pot, I will not smoke pot."
"As soon as your charges got dropped or whatever, you didn't stay in the courtroom with me. You just left."
"My lawyer told me not to go back in there."
"If I get any violation of probation, I'm going to jail."
"Stop smoking now. I'll stop."
You know, most people don't have to deal with these problems. You know what I mean? Like, "I can't believe it. I had to be good for a year on probation."
"Yeah, and then that's going to be so hard because I get so anxiety ridden and I have to smoke."
I'm
smoking right now, but I can't. I can't just go home and chill and smoke. I can't do that no more."
"God, I wish they gave me probation too."
"After all I did, after everything, like, I'm the one that gets probation. You don't. I do."
"I love you. Stop. Chill. It's not as bad as it seems."
"Yeah, it is."
"No, it isn't."
"Yeah,
I can't smoke pot for a year."
"It's not. It really isn't."
Girl, what did we learn today on Distorted View? Girls are just stupid. Speaking of stupid, the Westboro Baptist Church is back with some more of their fantastically hilarious song parodies. I believe this is Kesha. Oh, yeah.
Hot and dangerous. Where you're going, God will torch up. Because you always lie about God's love. Your cup is full. He's had enough. Hates you, of course he does. You're running around town just like a slut. We preach, you don't want to mess with us. Christ Jesus will avenge us. Spread your legs and back your eyes. If you didn't ask for a fight.
The reason why I like the Westboro Baptist Church Christian parodies is that they're not afraid to say things like, you know, spread your legs and open wide. Usually Christian songs want to keep it all about God and the cross and the this and the that. Yeah, they don't mind telling you you're going to hell. You get the idea. God hates who you are. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, guys, don't forget about coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. You can save 50% on just about any item. Free DVDs. You get 3 adult movies and a mystery gift, plus free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK. Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult products for guys, girls, couples. They've got movies, lingerie, condoms, sex toys, all sorts of good stuff. I was looking at penis enhancers. You know, if you need a little help in that department. They've got all sorts of things like, you know, like vibrating rings, like penis, actual penis extensions to make your penis longer, and sleeves and all sorts of motorized things. It's crazy. Check it out. AdamandEve.com. 50% off just about any item. Just type in that coupon code FREAK at checkout, and you'll automatically see your savings. Go there right now. AdamandEve.com. Coupon code FREAK. And don't forget to sign up for the sideshow, that is Distorted Views member site, while I'm plugging shit. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Yesterday I did 15 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow's show will be a sideshow exclusive one as well. So if you want to catch it, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. See? All right, 3 quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one's kind of funny. It comes from Las Vegas. The Heart Attack Grill in downtown Las Vegas has claimed another life. How, you ask? Did you really have to ask? Yes, the Heart Attack Grill in downtown Las Vegas lived up to its name Saturday night when a customer dining on a, quote, triple bypass burger, it's a real burger you can order at the Heart Attack Grill, suffered an apparent heart attack. Amateur video of the man being wheeled out of the restaurant by EMTs was posted to several websites. He was having the sweats and shaking, said Nurse Bridget. That can't be a real nurse. Who was working at the restaurant. Oh, I see what I see. Her that's her like fake name, right? What a that's a dumb themed restaurant, right? They're all dressed like nurses and shit. All right, yeah. He was having the sweats and shaking, said Nurse Bridget, who was working at the restaurant when the man in his 40s began experiencing chest pains. Dr. John Basso, who opened the restaurant in October, said he thought at first it was a joke. One of the nurses came back to me and said, Dr. John, we've got a patient who's in trouble. The restaurant is known for not holding back on the food it serves. Signs around the business glorify bad eating habits, and the menu includes items like flatliner fries and butterfat milkshakes. One meal, the quadruple bypass burger, can easily exceed, get ready for this, 8,000 calories. I think like a normal guy should eat like what? 2,000 at the most, like 2,000 or 2,500 calories. I don't for a normal person. I don't think someone's body can handle that. The gentleman who suffered the heart attack was in the middle of eating a triple bypass burger. Now he needs one. When he began experiencing the symptoms, despite the clinical atmosphere, Basso was not actually a medical doctor, so he called 911. Paramedics and EMTs arrived in mere moments. The gentleman could barely talk. He was sweating. Suffering, anyone with an ounce of compassion would have felt for him. Basso says he has heard the man is alive and recuperating. His name is still unknown. I wonder if they are liable for a lawsuit at that point. The staff at the Heart Attack Grill willingly glorifies bad health. If you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free. You gotta be shitting me. And on Saturday night, Basso saw the other side. I actually felt horrible for the gentleman because the tourists were taking photos of him as if it were some type of stunt. Even with our own morbid sense of humor, we would never pull a stunt like that. Tourists were disheartened, but not entirely surprised to hear about the incident. Quote, I don't think I would walk into a place, even if it's called the Heart Attack Grill, and order food and expect that I was going to have a heart attack, said Las Vegas resident Debbie Kay. Customers, however, continued eating burgers, fries, and shakes Tuesday night. It says right on the door, it's hazardous to your health. Basso said there have been a variety of incidents in the past, but this is the first full-scale coronary that happened at his restaurant. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. More than a dozen Massachusetts high school students were shocked to learn their Facebook pictures had ended up on porn websites. You know why that happens? It's because teenage girls are slutty. They post their slutty fucking pics on Facebook. They're practically naked. And of course, some entrepreneur trying to start up a porn site would just, you know, gack their photos. The students go to the Bay Path Technical Vocational Regional High School in Charlottetown, Massachusetts. Now police and the FBI are investigating. Police say all the girls were fully clothed in the pictures. Still, it's unnerving for the victims. It was pretty shocking and disgusting that someone would do that to them, said Brianna Keefe, a senior at Bay Path. Keefe knows two girls whose pictures were lifted from their Facebook page and posted on a porn site. I bet you these girls don't even care. I bet you the ones, the girls who are not featured on the porn site are more upset. Like, why wasn't my pictures good enough? So they gotta, like, they're quickly, like, retaking photos. More duck face! More duck face! Give me those big pouty lips looking into a mirror or something. All right. There were also personal information posted with the pictures, their names and where they went to school. That's a little creepy. While the Bay Path students were clothed in their pictures, the site also had pictures of nude children on it. Ooh. The school contacted police and police contacted the FBI. And the internet, where it's hosted, where the crime is perpetrated, could be anywhere in the world. It's beyond our capability to track it down, said Charlton Police Chief James Purveyor. Police said the privacy settings on the students' Facebook accounts allowed access to the photos and information. Both police and school officials say the kids aren't to blame. You can't do anything about it if your pictures are up there. People are going to think, oh, gross, that's nasty, said Bay Path. I'm assuming they're talking about the porn site now, said Bay Path senior Ariana Clark. That's not fair to them at all, especially because they didn't do it, said Bay Path. Bay Path senior Ashley Albin. They didn't put their pictures on there. Bah, 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 bah. Who the fuck cares? Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Portland. At least 9 police cars responded to reports of a woman bound in duct tape and naked in a man's car Tuesday, but the incident turned out to be a Valentine's Day role play. Shortly after noon, police converged on the New Seasons Market on North Interstate Avenue after receiving a report of a vehicle seen leaving the parking lot with a naked female tied up in the back with duct tape over her mouth. According to police, a witness told officers that the driver of the car was a white male in his 20s with a goatee and sunglasses, and the female seemed hazy. The witness told police that the male stated they were just having some fun. The witness provided the license plate, and police tracked the vehicle to a home in the 4300 block of Northeast 11th Avenue just before 1. I love how this all went down in broad daylight. This all went down in the parking lot of a grocery store. There's a naked girl in the backseat of a car bound up. You know what I mean? It's just weird. Just before 1 p.m., the car was spotted by an officer returning to the home. An officer saw a bound naked woman in the back of the car. Nicholas Alexander Harbor, 31, told police that he and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Stephanie Morgan Pelsner, were doing some VD role-playing. Officers confirmed the information with Pelsner, and that she was voluntarily bound and nude in the back of the Subaru. Shout out to Subaru. Nice little ad for them there. Both Harbor and Pelsner were arrested for disorderly conduct in the second degree and booked into the Multnomah County Jail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freak, speak to me, please. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. Hippie Freak here. Two quick things. One, I would gladly download anything that I would need to download to hear you moan everything in my life. If you could do the time, just narrate it, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yes.
The second thing is, I cannot sit still in my statistics class now because my teacher has a verbal tic that goes, and now, and every time I hear her say it, all I'm thinking is, and now, I know it by heart.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Every time I say, and now, I think of that. Because it's the way that it comes out. And now.
I love you, Tim. Jigu.
All right. Thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Tim. It's Nigger Faggot speaking. Hey, I got a comment on something.
I'd like to comment on your shitty connection.
I'm listening now.
It's shitty. There's my comment.
From 2004, actually. I didn't know you about the Tell Me days, but I've been listening since the beginning of TV. A while back, I used to be this Cheryl Murkowski impersonator.
Oh.
Anyway, something I've noticing over the last 6 or 7 years of listening is that... despite how stupid you try to sound, you're actually quite a verbose and well-spoken guy.
Oh, stop it.
I'm guessing you actually do a pretty good amount of reading because you actually speak like a fucking adult, unlike a lot of people that I deal with daily.
Yes,
and,
well, look. Look, I'm an idiot. I'll be the first person to tell you, but I'm a well-read idiot.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas, and I got a question for you.
Yes.
Obviously, the Ann Landers of men's health.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because of stress or schoolwork or, I don't know, something else is going on, but I haven't gotten a boner in 3 days, and it's driving me fucking crazy.
You just didn't know. You're not noticing your boner. It happens to the best of us. You get boners all the time. I think most people, you know, it's like blinking. You know what I mean? A lot of times I think to myself, God, I don't think I blink. But it's because you're not paying any attention. And now that I mention it, now I'm hyper aware of myself blinking. And now for the next, like, half an hour, I'm going to be noticing every time I blink and probably blinking too much. I look crazy.
Think about is your dick. All you're paying attention to.
Although I will notice, as I'm getting older, I'm not getting as many boners.
What's my dick doing?
You know, like when you're a teenager, Jesus Christ, the thing.
Did it just move? Did it just? I don't.
You get a pothole and that thing springs up.
Did it just move a little bit, and all you want to do is jerk off the butt. I'm really lucky, so my wife's on the rag this week, so I can get away with it.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know. What do? Has that ever happened?
I don't know. Change your diet or something. I don't know. Watch porn. I don't know. The fuck do I know? No, I mean, look, I mean, there, you go through phases where, you know, you're not as horny. And then there are weeks when I'm not horny. Those weeks are few and far between.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cullen. I was just calling to tell you, I'm listening to the February 6th show.
Are you really?
And you're talking about,
liar.
The new thing to do. It's not planking, it's not elbowing, but Simba-ing or something like that. Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Or something
Lion Kinging. Like Simba-ing.
But yeah, man, I came up with a new one probably about a year ago where you go up behind the person, you throw your arm around one of their shoulders and your leg around one of the other leg, and it's called seatbelting. Yeah.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
Pretty sweet, man. But yeah, you should do it. Do it to one of your friends or get it on, I don't know, make a video cast or a DV log. But yeah, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Maybe seat belting will take off.
Hey, Timmy. This is Sideshow.
Hold my breath on that one.
Chaka Khan from Texas.
Chaka Khan?
Actually, I was just online and I found a page called thechurchoffudge.com. And I imagine you've probably already found it or seen
Corey
it or whatnot.
Sue.
But anyway, it's thechurchoffudge.com. It has a pretty disturbing scat scene. At the top between a priest and a nun.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen
to
that.
Suck demons out of his ass via through his asshole, fucking shit out of his asshole. Okay. And then underneath that, there's like 20 or so links to just the most disgusting shit I've ever actually seen online.
Hmm.
One dude fucking a dildo, and he's so skinny that you can actually see it.
Oh yeah,
kind of coming out of his belly button.
I've seen that too.
Shit like that.
Anyway, everything you've talked about, I've seen.
Tim, it's Sideshow member Greasy Shit here.
Hello,
hey, I loved your moaning show there where you were moaning different things. I wondered if you could moan my Bristol stool chart for me. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, that's another great website. What number shit? Moanmyshit.com. Yeah? Sitting on the toilet? Stomach rumbling, huh? Yeah, you producing for me, huh? Giving me some brown love? Yeah? You pooping a big number six?
Hey, Timmy, it's Hinkley from New Hampshire.
Hi, Hinkley.
I was calling because there was a caller a couple weeks ago who had
Hinkley's
talked about
long
how
time
at one point you started doing the email because somebody thought you sounded retarded or something like that. Some
How
weird
dare you?
Like that.
Yeah.
I started listening in April of 2006,
wow.
And I vaguely remember one of the first few shows I listened to, somebody calling in and making a comment about how you sounded retarded. Now, yeah. I don't know if that's when you started to sound make it sound like, email me, or whatever.
Well, we'll have to go back in the archives. Everyone start looking through all of 2006.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I was just thinking, where in the hell do kids, you know, 9, 10,
where babies come from? Oh.
Come up with a game like Rape Tag? Here's my theory. Maybe one of the kids at the school, you know, a little boy, a little girl, maybe a creepy uncle that played Rape Tag with her.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, this might be a good game to share with my friends. Oh, later, Tim.
All right, thank you very much, Tone Deaf Sean. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com, distortedview.com. He's our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no guide. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! You and me, moving at the speed of light into eternity. Tonight is the night to join me in the middle of ecstasy. Feel the melody in the rhythm of music around you. Around you. I'ma take you there. I'ma take you there. So don't be scared, I'm right here, baby. We can go anywhere, go anywhere. First, it's your chance, take my hand. Come, it's me, like I'm waiting my whole life for this one night. It's gonna be you and me on the dance floor. Cause we only got one night. Double your pleasure, double your fun.